Well, the recap was not intended to be as long as the sermon, and you all can stop laughing at me now. The issue is that there's so much teacher in me that I end up explaining or saying at some times more than what's necessary. But it's just my desire for you all to understand exactly what the text is saying. But I'm going to do this again. I'm going to take two. Well, really, it's like take four, five, or six. But I'm going to try to employ a seminary technique in writing that says you employ maximum thought and minimum words to be more succinct. All right, so beginning with what is the obvious crisis that we're in, COVID-19, coronavirus pandemic. Are there any other obvious or obscure crises that we've been in? And of course, the answer is yes. Name them. Your list could have ranged from anything that befalls a human condition experience, any kind of disease, catastrophe, dilemma, problem, circumstance, situation. We don't have to go into any detail. You've experienced these, all right? What was Rahm Emanuel's quote? His quote was, "Never let a serious crisis go to waste because it enables you to do something that otherwise you would not have been able to do." What was Rahm's point? His point was that a crisis has a way of pulling abilities, gifts, strengths out of you that you wouldn't have known that were in you. And spiritually speaking, when you are endowed with the Holy Spirit, you have been given the dunamis, the power, the ability to do. And as it relates to sharing the gospel, and when we share the gospel with a person who is in a crisis, the Holy Spirit enables you to get through to that person. Why is a crisis a powerful opportunity to share gospel? Because a crisis brings you to the end of yourself. It brings a person face to face with how fragile, how frail they are, how uncertain life is. It shakes them loose from what they thought was secure, like money and power, prestige, and it just opens the door for the gospel to be understood and received. How long has humanity been in a crisis? Been in a crisis since the Garden of Eden. You find that in the book of Genesis. What does every crisis need? The gospel. What is the gospel? It's the life. It's the birth, the life, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 14. According to verses 32 and 33, where does the gospel start? Hint, point number one, it starts with the person of the gospel. Number 16, why is Jesus important to the gospel? Well, he is the central figure of the gospel. He's the center point. He's the center and the circumference of the gospel. Why? Because he was God's son, and because he is the one who flipped the script for us and reversed the curse that was placed on Adam because he was wrongfully accused, and they killed, as it were, an innocent, not only innocent, but a sinless man. Is there a gospel without Jesus? No. Being that Christ is in heaven, whose responsibility is it to share the gospel? Hint, point number two. The people of the gospel. What does verse 32 call those who share the gospel? Witnesses. What does that mean? Martyrs in the Greek. It means it's akin to the English word martyr. And a martyr is one who will die for the cause for which he was commissioned. Why were the disciples, apostles called this? They were called this because they had first been with Christ and witnessed everything that he had done. And as a result, they were qualified to be a witness. Okay? What is unique about Acts 2:14 and why? What's unique about it is that it's the turning point in the life of the 12 disciples. And because up until this point, they had failed Christ, they had denied him, they had betrayed him, they had daydreamed on him, as we spoke about with Philip. They had, just failed miserably. But now that the Holy Ghost has come, when you read the first verses of Acts chapter 2, they were now given the dunamis, the ability to become witnesses, and they did so by standing together, and then Peter speaking for the group. When they became witnesses, what were they thinking about? They were thinking about, they first had the memory of Jesus. Secondly, they had they thought about the mission of Jesus. He came to seek and save, and then he sent them on the same rescue mission. Of course, they cannot save them in and of themselves, but they save as a result of having told the gospel message or story. Okay? And then their mission, or the message of the gospel, is what follows the mission of the gospel and the memory of the gospel. All right. Do the three M's help a person to witness? Of course they do. You need all of them to be an effective and powerful witness. If the church is going to win the world over to Christ, what will the world need to see? They will need to see the proof of the gospel. We have a lot of proclamation. We have a lot of speaking, but not much showing. Okay? Why is this important to the message of the gospel? Because people need to see proof of what you say. Okay? The example that we gave in the long explanation, the long recap, was that you don't buy hair tonic or hair growth from a person that is bald-headed. Okay? So you need to possess what you profess. Okay? Why is this important to the gospel message? It's important. Well, we just said that. What were the people seeing? They were seeing the 120 people being under the control and influence of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Not as in the pseudo, talking in tongues and that kind of thing. This was another dialect, but they were in control of the Holy Spirit. That's the large and the big picture. What must the gospel do in order to win a soul to Christ? It must penetrate, the penetration of the gospel. What word reveals this in verse 33, the word here? What English word is the Greek word connected to? The Greek word is aku. The English word is acoustic. Explain encoding and decoding. Encoding is when these two things happen inside of the communicative environment. Encoding is the one that's doing the talking. Decoding is the one that's doing the listening. And when the encoder has articulated sufficiently and the decoder has listened sufficiently and aggressively, then communication takes place. What hinders decoding? What hinders decoding are noises of interferences, distractions. What should a witness do in order to make a clearer path for the gospel to be received? We should eliminate all interfering and competing distractions. All right, hope that was a little better. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye.